Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a group of intimate disciples, recorded August 13, 1973, in Paris, France.
So, what is the evidence that He is God? Anyone can say, I am God. Anyone will be accepted as God.
Well, I think they take it just on the strength of this, whatever this experiences that they have when they become initiated. They get some kind of an experience. So,
what is that experience?
They say they see some light.
Light seeing with them God.
Well, people are so. That's
propaganda.
That you have to make propaganda against that. It's simply pushing two eyes. Anyone can push two eyes and there is natural sun. Land. Is that a weapon? The proof that he has become God. You are so foolish and you say that God has created the universe. So, what he has created, what he has done wonderful thing. That simply by pushing your eyes, you see some light. You have become so foolish, European brain, no intelligence. You have to preach against and to prove that he is God. Now, those who do not know anything about God, they can be convinced just like what is God? Agnostic. They are agnostic. Sometimes we say that there is a creator because everything just we say.
Yeah.
Everything, whatever you have got in your experience, it is created. So this gigantic universe, or one or many, there must be one creator. This is one hypothesis. Yeah. So that creator, if I accept this man, whether he can create something such wonderful, has he done so? In this way you have to make propaganda. So far, our position is, we accept God Krishna on the authority as well as by the action, both. We make hypothesis that there must be a creator. Vedanta says, yes, there is a creator. And Krishna said, he said, I am the creator of everything. And when he was on this planet, he did so many wonderful things. And he is accepted by big stalwarts. This kind of John accepts. He heard Bhagavad Gita. So, before that, Narada accepted, Vasudeva accepted, later on, Bhikkhu accepted. So, these are the proof, but what proof he can give that he is God? That we shall accept him or simply show some light. We have to make some propaganda. That will be our propaganda. He has to be, if we remain silent, then whatever is said, that means we are accepting. So we should not allow this man to grow popularity. We must make popularity. Wherever meeting is, I can kick on the face of the Lord. I can urine on the face of the Lord. What can he do? Like that. Let him God. If he is God, then let him kill me by his power. When I go to kick on his face, let him stop me. Then I shall accept that he is God. So why don't you do that? He is saying, God, you just kick on his face if you can do something. In this way, make some counter propaganda. If we allow him to go on, then so many people falsely being misled.
So
showed me a small article in the newspaper the other day in London. One of his meetings, he was speaking, and someone walked up to him, and he was going to hand him a bouquet of flowers, and instead he threw a pie in his face. He threw a pie in his face. He appeared like he was going to give him something, but he put a pie in his face.
Pie?
A pie is
pie.
Like a cake.
Cake.
Yeah, apple cake.
Pastry.
Pastry.
Pushed it in his face.
Is that what we come up?
Therefore, I don't think he's very widely accepted as a guy.
One person walked up to him and he threw a pie in his face. As an insult. It's insulting him.
Oh. The man insulted
him. Yes.
Well, he should be insulted. Our man should go and do that. Pie. It's like the Christian said, Jesus Christ, God. And how God can be killed by crucifixion? So we do not discuss this point, but actually this is the fact. He was empowered man that he can understand. But he cannot accept the God. In our history, God is never killed. God kills others. That we have evidence. An ordinary man, they took him and crucified. And nobody other of the opposite party was killed. That makes a little difference. So for Son of God, then we accept everyone is Son of God. We accept in Saptara Samatha, a living entity, a special power from God, that we can accept. So Son of God we can accept, that's Son of God. And where is the evidence? In this hospital, the God was killed. Big, big giant. God fought them and killed them. Rama, Indra, Kamsa, very, very great giant and Kuma. The God was never killed by them. Is it all? Allah Maharaj said that, what is this material power? My father was so materially strong, demigods, and Indra, Chandra, they are afraid, and he killed him within a moment. So what is the use of this material power? And God could not kill this crucifier. As soon as they attempted to kill, they would have part he has shown some power. And they say that he agreed to take all our sins and he crucified. Is it not? They say.
Yes.
So, God could not. Krishna says, Ahamkaha sarva pāpa moka, that God can, without dying himself, he can immediately vanquish all sinful action. Why is he became for that purpose? Just as the Pudana gave Krishna a foil that day. Pudana was killed. And Krishna is not. Krishna cannot be killed by foil. Even Krishna's devotees are not killed by foil. Prahlad Maharaj. If we discuss in detail, we create animosity. Therefore, we do not discuss. Because Krishna is there and is followed by a large number. Do not wish to make. He said, yes. He said, Son of God, we accept it. That's all. If you accept a person God, that requires great evidences from the Veda, evidences from authorized person. And Anumana also, that is not good evidence. But even if you take Anuman, that if I make heaven, this temple is created by somebody. It's all right. But to find out that somebody is still fine, problem. Similarly, we have to accept that this gigantic universe, as I say, that what is the purpose? If there is purpose, whose purpose? Who is acting? In this way, we have to make progress. If we are passing on the stage, you may say, here is a big building. So, someone is proprietor. This is one guess. But to know the proprietor and how he has constructed it, there is another. But if somebody says, I am the proprietor, and we accept immediately. Similarly, if somebody, I am God, there is no need of evidence, I am God. The people have to accept like that. There is no need of shastra. How much degraded people have become, that without any little evidence they are accepting a rascal as God. How much degraded they have become, that is another truth. Because he has shown by pushing the eyes a light. We have to see the how much degraded the person. There's no even brain. What are the evidence that he shows some light and what else?
Some music.
Some music.
He hears some music.
You see? That is the evidence of God. Where is in the shastra that by pushing eyes, Krishna showed some light and somebody. He never did with Arjuna like that. He showed a gigantic universal form. But he never showed some light. So what is this nonsense? You must make some counter-propaganda. Because you spoke so many things about him, but he did not make any counter-propaganda for him. You have studied him, but you have never made any counter-propaganda.
Well, we have whenever they come, whenever we meet them.
No, whenever you are meeting with this rascal is going on, God, this is mistaken. What problem? You have to speak there. What proof is there? So consult with Bhagavan just and begin this program. I have no time. I do not know this man. That's all. But in a meeting, as you are doing, Sankirtan, people are coming, talking with you. They met some Prabhupada.